Impact on Tour with Kenny Chesney.
Well, we're on the Retirement Professor Radio Show here in Washington, D.C. with Kenny Chesney. And I have to admit, I grew up in Indiana, and my parents sell John Deere tractors, and I have for a long time. And so the question they want me to ask, you might be able to guess this one.
What
makes a tractor sexy?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I guess I... Jill, what do you think the answer to that is? I'm not sure, actually. You know, that's been an interesting song. You know, Anderson Cooper, I did a segment of 60 Minutes several years ago. And I was sitting across the table just like this with Anderson Cooper. And he goes, "Tell me about She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy." And I said to him, I said, "I can tell you that I was smart enough to record that song, but I was also smart enough not to ever record another one."
Right.
Because I think that, I think an artist needs a song like that that's so left, you know, left to center to gain some attention for someone, you know, but you can't make a living on those kinds of songs. You know, it's, and trust me, I still do it every night, and I'm going to do it. It's probably going to be a song in my life forever as long as I do this. But I think it's important to have one of those songs, but I don't think an artist should make a living doing songs like that all the time. And thank God I'm a little more diverse than that.
I mean, in some of the time that we had to spend together, I was so impressed. This is the 23rd year on tour?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah, I went out on the road in November of 93, so this will be the start of the 23rd year.
Okay. I was so impressed by the fact that getting ready for this tour, how much work is going into it, in spite of the fact that this is something that, I mean, a lot of people would say, you're an expert as it relates to touring and being an artist, but still you're pushing yourself to be even better and better every day. I mean, it's amazing.
Well, it's interesting because when you get up there on stage, you realize that, yeah, we're going to go into a few of the same cities we played last year. We're going to several of them, but it's not going to be the exact same group of people. Then some of those people that were there last year will be in there. But that's what's so interesting about live music is that it's such a shared moment and a shared experience. And when that moment and experience is great, it's like a spiritual revival. It can be that sometimes. So that's why it's so great, and you want to grab those 2 hours and have them remember it for the rest of their life. But when we come back through this year, it's not going to be the exact same people. So, you know, that's why we work so hard, is to try to make that moment wonderful. And look, every night's different. You don't have, you know, the room is just feels different from city to city, but it doesn't take you very long to realize when it's going to be a great night, you know, and it's just a couple minutes in, you see how passionate these people are, and you know they're really there, and they're going to be there as long as you will drag them along with you. And that's such a great feeling to know you're up there in that moment, and they know you don't want to be anywhere else, and you know they don't want to be anywhere else. And that's when a night becomes really, really great.
What mentors have you had along the way?
Oh, wow. I have a lot. I mean, there's. I always really admired the people that wrote their own songs and went out and performed them.
Yep.
You know, and but also admire people that weren't creative in that way, but that were great performers. You know, my father was was the one that got me into sports, so I have a lot of sports heroes. Also, I use a lot of sports analogies. You know, but I had a lot of people that. You know, that wrote their own songs, that would go out there on stage and kick ass every night and really connected with the audience, you know. And so there's a lot of them. I mean, there really is. And I mean, Bruce comes to mind, obviously. Just so many people.
You know, as we're reaching No Shoes Nation in D.C. with Kenny Chesney, describe what No Shoes Nation means to you and how important your fans have been to you throughout your career.
The fans were there. The building blocks for what we are doing now were started years ago. And the fans were a little bit further along early on than the radio was early. You know, we had some sporadic success, but we didn't have a lot of radio success early. But still, we would go and play, you know, wherever you play when you're a brand new artist. We played a lot of clubs. We played a lot of fairs. We played a lot of free radio shows, you know. And I could tell that we were connecting, but we just hadn't connected all the dots yet, you know. And so so the fans were, that's been built and building for a long time. But I can tell you that when all the dots connected, it was evident that our life was changing, and it was an unbelievable feeling. It was like an avalanche. It really was, and we couldn't stop it if we tried, and it was just beautiful to see. So the fans that mean a lot to me, and you know, No Shoes Nation, people that belong to that, they work really hard, they play really hard, and they love really hard. and they are just a lot of really free-spirited, music-loving, life-loving people that love to have a great time. And yep. that's I see that from stage every night.
Sounds like what we want to have for our retirees that we're working with. Well, thanks so much, Kenny.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, buddy.
This is Impact on Tour. No shirt, no problem.